שלום חברים, היום...
Hello friends. The preparation today was by Latin America 10s number 1 and 7. The right of speech goes to Latin America number 1.
Hola, buen día, queridos amigos.
Hello, good day, dear friends. We begin this preparation for the lesson, wanting to connect to be as one man in one heart. I'm truly glad to see the whole world Kli, all of the friends who have but one goal, which is for the Creator to dwell among us. So I invite you, friends, to, during this lesson, connect together all of the holy desires and intentions and prayers so that the Creator will help us connect, so that we'll be one ten, one vessel, able to bestow contentment upon the Creator. L'chaim, friends.
Hola amigos, un inmenso placer estar en medio de ustedes.
Hello friends, it is a truly huge pleasure to be among you. And it is simply a prayer telling the Creator what is it that we need in order to come out of self-love. And Rabash teaches us that it is to love the friends. And this is the antidote, the true love, love for the friends, to make the friends greater, because for sure, all of you are the means to save humanity, dear brothers. And with these means, we will connect today and create a huge power in order to bring this upper light so that it will start to be revealed and to bring contentment to the Creator. So that's it, friends. A huge embrace, power to everyone, and a prayer for all the friends for them to get stronger and to constantly be in an attempt to disseminate this method. L'chaim, dear friends. Let's go together.
Thank you, Latin America. We will read from the writings of Rabash, an excerpt from letter 66. A person should muster the power and strength to overcome his qualities, to turn them into being in favor of others. For by that he will later be rewarded with working with those qualities for the Creator. Because once the person has already been corrected in his qualities, so he can work in favor of others, he can work on the matter of faith in the Creator. For then he is fit to be rewarded with faith. For then he already has equivalence of form called cleave unto his attribute, as in, as he is merciful, be you merciful. Again, the excerpt. A person should muster the strength and power to overcome his qualities so as to turn them into being in favor of others. For by that he will later be rewarded with working with those qualities for the sake of the Creator. Because once a person has already been corrected in his qualities, such that he can work in favor of others, he can work on the matter of faith in the Creator. For then he is fit to be rewarded with faith. For then he already has equivalence of form called cleave unto his attributes, as in, as he is merciful, be you merciful. Workshop question. Acting in favor of others, what's required for that? Well, acting in favor of others, what is required for that?
If can you get started? Well, in order to do for the benefit of others, all in all, we have to be together here in this wonderful tent, together with the friends in the world Kli, and to try to integrate, to try to absorb from this atmosphere, to truly want to disappear in it. So all the smallest fibers and organs of mine will truly be, will enter, will be full with the spirit of the society. Vlad.
Yes. Acting for the benefit of others means to come to the lesson, to be with the friends, to think about the friends for the sake of the Creator, to connect them together, to deliver them to the Creator. Sasha.
To do for the benefit of others means to pray for the others and to ask of the Creator for this force. To love them, to cover with love all the flaws that I find inside of me. On top of it, to ask for the power to love them. Chaim.
Loving others means to pray for the ten, for the friends, for the world, so that the Creator will come and teach us and them what the quality of bestowal is. Yoav.
To do for others means to connect so that we will all be as one man in one body. We will all create a common Kli there inside of this Kli. We will be able to make room for the upper light, the light of the Creator. Eyal.
To come to a state of doing for others, for that we need the reforming light, and all we need to do is to build a lack for that, a vessel, through a common prayer, and then the light will come and correct us, and then we will truly be able to act to in favor of others. Eitan.
The second question, a question for a silent workshop. We enter with a prayer to the Creator to connect us. Humanity needs us. Again, a silent workshop. We enter with a prayer to the Creator to connect us. Humanity needs us.
Ismach lev mevarach shei Hashem.